Well, the pick is in for the New York Giants. So the pick has been made. The Giants have not made a trade. So they're going to make the selection at number 12. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Do they go with the offensive lineman, Zach Martin? Do they go with Aaron Donald? I guess here's where it goes back to how do the Giants have it stacked on their board in their room? I mean, only the Giants and every other team knows, because they know the medical red flags. They know what the interviews were like. There's another look at the Giants war room and head coach Tom Coughlin, Jerry Reese, Chris Mara, Giants co-owner John Mara seated with his arms folded and the red tie on. What do you guys, what you got? What
Martin.
You got?
I got Martin.
Odell, receiver.
You Odell Beckham, okay.
We're going to find out.
Well, Commissioner Roger Goodell is going to the podium right now, and he's going to make the selection. And we look at the Giants war room, and we'll see the reaction. I mean, they know who they picked because they sent the card in. We're all waiting patiently to find out who they took. And the New York Giants have selected Odell Beckham Jr., the wide receiver out of LSU. Wow. I got to be honest with you, Carl. I'm a little bit surprised by that. Obviously, the Giants feel pretty comfortable with it. I had a chance to talk with Odell Beckham yesterday, and real nice kid. Here's a look at his numbers, but they went with the skill position guy.
Well, look, you got to replace Hakeem Nicks's production. When healthy, Hakeem was a high production guy and will be a good complement for Victor Cruz.
Yeah, I mean, I went on we did a mock draft with John Schmelk a week ago, and I predicted Odell Beckham at that pick. Not from any inside knowledge of the war room, obviously. I'm not invited in there, but I think from what he can do, his versatility, even as a returner, 4.38 40, his mom was an All-American track, his dad was a running back for LSU as well. He's got the football athletic genes in his family. Again, he's not the 6'5 guy per se, but he can stretch the field with his speed and his productivity, and that's what the Giants, I think, are comfortable with.
Well, he's going to have to, they want him to take the top off of a defense so that they can operate underneath with this hybrid West Coast offense, Coughlin offense. So I think it's going to be a pretty good marriage for this offense.
Yeah, and they've drawn similarities to Reggie Wayne as far as Odell Beckham is concerned, and skill set and what he brings to the table. I'll tell you right now, we're not going to have him on the phone because we're going to have Odell Beckham on the phone, and we're going to have Giants general manager Jerry Reese in studio, and we'll have Tom Coughlin, and we'll have Mark Ross. But I'll tell you the guy that we need to get, we should probably get on the phone tonight, is Victor Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Victor Cruz has to be the happiest guy in the world because you need a guy on the outside that can open things up for Victor Cruz where he's at his best.
Sure.
Even though he's a wide receiver and not just a slot guy, he works great in those small spaces, and a guy like Odell Beckham can open things up for the Giants.
Yeah, and this type of receiver, we talked about the previous offensive regime. A rookie can come in. Now, this is the route you have to run. You're running a post. Mm-hmm. You're running a post corner. You do that. You do your job, not thinking on the run. This can benefit a guy like Odell Beckham to come in and produce right away as a rookie.
And this also is something that, you know, this has got to be an eye-opener for Reuben Randall because he's an LSU guy.
Yeah.
And they went in the first round of this draft after they took him a couple of years ago, and they said, we're bringing in some legitimate competition.
Not necessarily an indictment, though, because everyone starts from scratch. I think if you look at the philosophy of having a franchise quarterback, they can never have enough tools. So you give them as many tools and you replenish. Every time a guy leaves, you've got to replenish. And that's what they did with Nick's leaving as a first-round draft choice. They put another one in that slot.
All right, so Odell Beckham is the guy that the Giants select with the 12th overall pick in this year's draft. And I think it surprises everybody in the fact that a lot of people said Zach Martin looks like a New York Giant. He's got all the prototypical characteristics of a Giant. Obviously, Aaron Donald brought a dynamic component to their anybody's defensive line. But the Giants go with the skill position guy, and it's pretty interesting that the Giants did that. Last, obviously, Hakeem Nicks was the first-round draft pick for the Giants. Mm-hmm. They've had middle-of-the-road success. Mark Ingram, if you go back the last 35 years, mm-hmm. Mark Ingram, Thomas Lewis, Ike Hilliard, and Hakeem Nicks have been receivers that the Giants have taken in the first round of the draft. So, have any of those guys become big-time players? Not really.
I would argue that Nicks was the closest.
Was on his way.
Yeah.
And, Nicks and Ike Hilliard both suffered from injuries.
Yep.
right. which kind of changed with it. You know, Ike was a teammate of yours,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. I mean, and let's not forget in this draft, you've hearing these numbers of there's upwards of 40 to 50 guys that are first-round caliber guys, guys that can mm-hmm. contribute right away as rookies. You know, with the rule changes, with the way things are now, especially offensively, a lot more rookies are coming in and playing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are a lot of rookies. You know, even you go to their second-round pick, you could still get the guy you want in the second round.
All right, so we are just rolling along here on Giants First and 10 Draft Night Live. Number 10 was the Giants pick, Odell Beckham Jr. out of LSU, the wide receiver taken 12th overall. We got plus for you this evening here on MSG. We're going to hear from Odell Beckham Jr. We're going to hear from Jerry Reese, Mark Ross, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. Keep it right here on MSG. You're watching Giants First and 10 Draft Night Live presented by Verizon. More after this.